Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, that makes you a really smart person. Obviously a highly intelligent, highly discerning individual, someone who wants to achieve excellence. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You'd be listening to some other show, some other silly show. Hector Barreto is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend. I promise you we'd have the administrator on the show this week. We couldn't possibly have our week this week without him. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now in his fifth year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He is a former small business owner, just like you and me. His heart. We know where his heart is. We know where his mind is. He knows what it's like to make a payroll. His mother and father were small business owners, and his family still is a small business family. He's one of the best friends of the small businesses that America ever had. He's been working really hard, especially on some of the disaster areas, helping those small business owners get things going again. He's our good friend, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning to all the listeners. Happy 8th anniversary. I wish you many, many more, and thanks for having me today.
Thank you, Hector. I appreciate it, and you've helped me so many times. You have no idea how much my association with the SBA has benefited the things that we do, the people we've met working with you and your organization, all the things that you've allowed me to contribute to that have meant so much to me, and that have just been the different things that have happened, good things that have happened to us from working with the SBA. It's just amazing. Someone asked me one time, about why I stick to the SBA, and I say because whenever I get involved with the SBA, good things happen. And I just think that's a testament to you and your leadership.
Well, Jim, it's really been our pleasure. We very much appreciate the partnership that we have with you. And you know, you say all the time about the heroes or the entrepreneurs. Well, you're a hero for entrepreneurs too. And we want to thank you for everything that you do. And it's been a great 8 years. And like I said, I know that you're just getting started.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you know, what's interesting is after 8 years, and as you know, I do over 1,000 live interviews every year, I still wake up ready to go do this. I still love this. And you know why I think it is, Hector, and I think you know what I mean. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's because of the kind of people small business owners are. Mm-hmm. They're so worthy. They're so, as I told Karen Kerrigan, your good friend who you guys just met in my green room a few minutes ago. You didn't just meet. You talked to each other again. I think you guys had actually seen each other yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She attended one of your functions, I think. But just like, as I told her, small business owners are so huggable and lovable, aren't they?
They're cuddling, aren't they? People. You know, the first people I ever met were entrepreneurs. They were my parents. And,
right.
The spirit, the inspiration. And I see it every single day. Just like you, you know, you talk to small business people every day. But I learn something from small business people every day. And, I'm just proud to be part of their community. And I'm glad they let me, you know, be their administrator at the SBA.
It is a privilege to serve them, and no question about it. I see you two or three times a year. We talk several times a year. And I see that even after 4 years plus now as being the administrator, that you still have that excitement in your eyes working with these folks.
I'm just like you, buddy. I jump out of bed every morning. I go, and I'm thankful that I get to do this. And I'm hoping nobody's going to figure out how much fun I'm having and stop me from doing it.
They might stop paying you, right?
I have to start paying them.
Hector, let's talk a little bit about this extra duty you've been having to pull in the last several months. What a lot of people don't realize is, as the administrator of the SBA, when there's a disaster, you're involved, aren't you?
We really are. You know, we're there at the very beginning. You know, we're partners with the first responders, that you know, FEMA and others that go in there. Now, what our job is, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but when SBA was chartered in 1953, we were also set up to be America's disaster bank. And a lot of times people you know, forget that when there are disasters, SBA provides the loans, not just to small businesses, by the way. We also do it for homeowners and for renters. Now, these are long-term rebuilding and reconstruction loans. Mm-hmm. If your home or your business had physical damage. And, of course, this disaster that we're responding to, and we were just talking about it, it's really unprecedented. You know, there's no such thing as a normal disaster, but this disaster was incredible.
The Katrina disaster,
we're talking about an area 96,000 square miles. You know, that's the size of England. This
is Hurricane Katrina. It's off the scale of anything any precedent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just never happened before. You know, I think they say that it's probably since the Civil War that a major city in the United States has been evacuated. Well, that's
right.
What happened there as well.
Exactly.
And a lot of those folks still aren't back.
I know.
So
hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. I'm going to get you to pick up right where you left off, right after these messages. We'll be right back with our good friend and your good friend, whether you know it or not, Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. And I promise that's the last time you'll have to hear that song for a while. I like that song, especially on our 8th anniversary week. I can't help it. I just am so happy to be here after all this time. Folks, as you know, I was doing this show before all the big radio companies who are in existence today, before any of them were even in existence, or at least as they currently are formed. You know, I was doing this a long time ago, and the industry has turned completely upside down, and it's changed completely since I started doing the show. And so 8 years might not seem like a long time for you, but in this industry, it's a pretty good while. And Michael Harrison, by the way, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to be with us in the next hour, in this slot in the next hour, and he's going to talk to us about the future of radio. I'm really looking forward to that. Right now, I want to get back to our good friend Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's working so hard, not only for you, for all of us all across the country, folks, but especially for our brothers and sisters in the hurricane-ravaged areas and the tornado-ravaged areas. And Hector, you were just talking to us about the devastation that you found. You've been to New Orleans. You've gone down there. You've been there many times. You've been to Florida. You've seen what these small business owners are up against. Give us an idea about what you've seen.
Well, first of all, let me also mention that it includes Alabama,
includes
Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
It includes
Texas.
Parts of Texas. So we're not talking about just one area. But just, you mentioned New Orleans, we were down there. You know, they've lost about 250,000 homes. Think about that for a second. 250,000 homes, about 400,000 cars. There could be as many as 81,000 small businesses who were affected. This is just in Louisiana. This doesn't include the other states. So, I mean,
and never mind, Hector, never mind
the scope of this thing. It's
never mind the property
we've ever had before.
Never mind the property. The community has been wiped out.
No doubt about it. You know, we were down there a couple of weeks ago. About two-thirds of the people still aren't back. There are still areas 2 months after the fact that don't have electricity. I was taking a tour of one of the parishes down there, which are what we know as counties, and there's still ships in the highway. So, I mean, there are major, major issues that are going to have to be dealt with before those small businesses can come back.
What is the SBA's role in helping those small businesses?
Well, that's the thing where sometimes there's confusion. You know, you and I were talking about it. You know, whenever
you guys have taken a little bit of,
you know,
you guys have taken a little
shock, and you know, they want money yesterday. Unfortunately, the SBA disaster assistance is for long-term rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
They're not grants and they're not bridge loans. And so now, to this point, and this is the fastest in history we've ever done this, we've already approved close to $600 million.
Wow!
Almost 9,000 loans. We're approving $20 million a day, and we're working two shifts, 7 days a week. So,
why are you getting
unprecedented? And that's what the president wanted—an unprecedented response. And we're going to do a lot more than that—a tremendous amount more. We just announced a new loan program that we're going to do through our regular loans, called the Gulf Opportunity loans. And those loans are going to be up to $150,000. We're going to guarantee 85% of it, and we're going to turn those things around in 24 to 48 hours. So we think that's going to help get cash in the hands of a lot of these small businesses, which
but
we're
Hector,
trying to get that cash. But remember, the disaster loans are really for long-term rebuilding, and some of these folks don't know when they're going to be able to rebuild.
But Hector, All those numbers you gave us, I mean, I know they're the truth, and those are impressive numbers, but how come basically all we're hearing is criticism of the efforts?
Remember I told you when we started, don't believe everything that you read.
Yeah.
You know, usually these stories, as soon as they come out, they're already dated and they're already wrong, and it's unfortunate. You know, I hate to say it, but I feel sometimes the media is looking for negativity. They don't want to report any of the positive things
that
we're doing, and it's unfortunate. That's why I like to go on your show, because I can talk directly to the people, and I know that you are more than fair, and you just want the facts, and you know that's what we want to get.
That's right. Well, the thing, of course, the other thing about the media is the media doesn't know the human beings behind this effort. My audience and I not only know you, but I know the folks that you have working with you, your staff, and your very important people out there in the field. I know so many of your SBA field people, the district directors, the area regional directors, the local people, the secretaries in these offices. These are dedicated people who care about small businesses in those areas.
There's no doubt about it, Jim, and I'm so glad that you said that. You know, 2 weeks ago, I took all of my district directors all across the country to New Orleans for a meeting. It's never happened before, but I wanted them to see it firsthand. And, you know, they're some of the most caring, most professional people that I've ever had the privilege of working with. And they were so emotionally touched by what the people are experiencing down there. And all of them are helping to make sure that we respond as quickly and as effectively as possible. I was so proud of them 2 weeks ago when we were down there touring the devastation together.
Right. What do you have to say to people who are not part of that, who are small business owners in Waukegan or Portland or whatever, and they're not part of that? They feel for those folks, but they're saying, you know what? I got my small business to deal with up here too. What about us?
Sure. Well, let me also say that small business people are very generous people. A lot of them have already contributed money to the Red Cross. You know, we've gotten thousands of volunteers from small businesses who've sent people down there and said, you know what? I'm not from down there, but I feel for them, and if this ever happened to me, I'd want somebody to help me as well.
Right.
And so we've seen incredible acts of generosity, but the bottom line is that SBA doesn't stop. You know, we're going to respond to this disaster, and we're going to do it quickly, but we're still going to continue to break records in our lending. Last year, we guaranteed $20 billion in loans for small businesses. That was twice what we were doing 4 years ago when I was on your show 4 years ago.
Well, hold that thought, Hector. We got to take a quick break. Folks, I've seen the impact that an SBA loan guarantee can have on a small business that needs the capital. Very important. $20 billion, that's a lot of loan guarantees. Believe you me, that covers a lot of small businesses. Ten Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Administrator Hector Barreto is here, too. He's our good friend, and so proud of the things that he and his organization are doing at the SBA. A lot of good things, a lot of things that you don't know about, many good things that you don't know about, unless you hear him talking about it. He gets a chance to really tell you what's happening, like he does on this show, and some other shows, I'm sure, are pretty fair about him. But when you read about when you read criticism of the SBA in the mainstream media, folks, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Not that the SBA is perfect; no organization is. But I will tell you that the things that you read about the SBA and some of the knee-jerk reporting that's done doesn't tell the whole story. And I'm glad, Hector, that you've had an opportunity to clear that up on this show, some of those things up on this show. And here's my question to you, Hector, as I like to do as often as I can to my friends: what can we do to help you?
Well, I thank you, buddy, and you have been a great help. Look, let me just put this in quickly in perspective. If you added up all the hurricanes over the last 50 years that we've responded to, we've done about 65,000 loans of all the hurricanes ever that we've responded to. Right now, we've processed 250,000 applications for loans.
Is that for Florida? And
so what I need are loan processors. You know, I think we've exhausted the market of loan processors. We're asking our lenders to give a lending hand hand. We have an initiative called Give a Lending Hand, and if they have loan processors that they can lend us for a while, we'll make them special government employees. We're processing loans in Fort Worth, Texas, and Sacramento, California, and we could use all the free hands that we can so we can get those loans approved as soon as possible.
How does that work, Hector?
Well, what would happen is there, again, this is a special short-term employment that the SBA would be making. We'd be hiring these folks, paying their expenses, and bringing them to one of our processing centers. Of course, we're looking for people that have experience with loans, especially business loans. You know, mm-hmm. We do home loans and business loans, but I'm really focused right now on getting as many of these businesses approved as possible.
Now, what kind of compensation are we talking about, roughly?
Well, it would be very competitive, and of course, you know, we're also paying additional right now. It's because some of these folks are working more than 8 hours, so we're paying, you know, time
overtime.
And a half,
or yeah.
We're paying, you know, weekends or overtime, anything that we can.
How do they contact you?
It's definitely very competitive to what they're making, but obviously, what we're looking for right now is some assistance from some of our lending partners who might have some excess capacity right now.
How do they contact you? How do they make this happen if they want to?
All they got to do is contact us here at the SBA. You know, they can give us a call here. Let me give a number here. 1-800, the letter U, ask SBA. Or better yet, you can go online to sba.gov/disaster, and that's going to give you all the contact numbers and all the people that you can call directly. But we appreciate any assistance we can get in that effort.
Give us that phone number again. 1-800.
The letter U, ask SBA. That's
right.
Our 1-800 toll-free number. 1-800, you ask SBA.
All right.
Have them put you in contact with our disaster operation, and then we'll get you all set up.
If somebody still wanted to make a contribution, Hector, would they still need to do it through the American Red Cross?
Well, that's probably the best way to do it, because we're partnering with the Red Cross, and of course, they still need additional funds. They also need volunteers. I mean, remember, this is something that's going to take a while. It's not going to be something that we're going to solve in a day or a month. It's going to take years, but we've made progress, but there's still a lot more to do.
I want to change horses for a second and talk about business matchmaking in the time
sure.
that we have left. When is the next business matchmaking event?
Well, you know, they haven't announced the schedule yet, but the best thing to do is to go on our website, businessmatchmaking.com, businessmatchmaking.com.
Right.
Next year, we'll be doing business matchmaking events all across the country.
How many did you do this
region.
Year?
And we're also going to be experimenting with something that we call virtual matchmaking so that we can help people that want to do contracting with the federal government, with corporate America.
That's a
and
big one.
They can
one.
Do it from their desktop, from their laptop. They don't have to go to an event if it's not convenient for them. So that's something that we're going to be exploring next year as well.
Now, that's a big deal. That virtual matchmaking is going to help a lot. Folks, I encourage you to check that out. Businessmatchmaking.com is how you can see that schedule. And what did you do, 4 or 5 of those this year?
Yeah, we did. And then, of course, we've got 5 pilots on this virtual matchmaking. But, Jim, because of your help, you know, we've done 30,000 one-on-one appointments just in the last 2 years. 30,000 appointments for small businesses generated millions of dollars worth of contracts. Of course, you know, last year, the federal government bought 23% of everything from small business, almost $70 billion.
Give us that website again.
Market.
Give us the website again.
Businessmatchmaking.com.
And also SBA.gov. Hector, we got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do for small business.
Thank you, friend. Another successful 8 years. You're
Thank
our
you.
Hero. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, SBA administrator. He's a great guy and a good friend to you, whether you know it or not. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 8 years as your Small Business Advocate. I'll be back for another hour after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.